Matthew Garcia, the beef specialist for the state of Utah, started a program for producers, agriculture teachers, and animal scientists to help educate the public. Garcia says animal scientists haven't done a very good job in educating the public, so the public is getting one source of information, and it's a source of information that's inaccurate.
The main thing we wanted people to know is producers aren't just giving them to animals to give them. You know, antibiotics are expensive. Producers are actually trying to implement management schemes so that they don't have to use antibiotics. And the thing with antibiotics, a lot of people fail to recognizes if we don't use them, an animal gets sick, you know, an animal dies, there's some animal welfare issues there.
Restaurants and grocery stores are advertising antibiotic-free meat, but Garcia says there's no scientific evidence to support that it's better for your health. The reason why is because the meat without the expensive label doesn't have antibiotics in it either.
Well, there's a lot of regulations on antibiotic use. Every antibiotic has what we call withdrawal time. If an animal gets an antibiotic injection or an antibiotic treatment, that animal cannot be harvested from anywhere from 30 to 120 days in some instances. That animal, by the time it actually goes into a harvest facility, has metabolized that antibiotic. It's no longer in its system.
Garcia says there are USDA inspectors testing the carcasses for antibiotic residue. If that carcass tests positive for antibiotic residue, it's condemned and will not be used. Not only are there no nutritional benefits for antibiotic-free beef, Garcia says prices are higher as well.
Most of those smaller markets, those niche markets, usually have to charge more because as you decrease modern technology in your production system, usually your production system costs go up. And those animals get sick, they're not letting them die. They're treating them with antibiotics, but they're marketing them conventionally. So now they have less animals to market in their niche system. Obviously, the price goes up in production.
Garcia says he wants consumers to know that there is a good knowledge base of people that they can go to if they have questions about their food. He says, just like our news, consumers need to go to the source. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.